Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we're looking into a really interesting new tool. It's called Gizmo.
That's right. And the big promise here, the thing getting everyone talking, is that it's a free app.
Totally free. And it claims to turn your ideas into, like, interactive experiences in seconds.
Yeah, and crucially, without needing to know any code. That's the kicker.
Exactly. So if you've ever, you know, had a great concept but then just got completely stuck on the tech side, the coding part, well, this one's probably for you.
And it's super new. It just launched this year, 2025, over on Product Hunt.
Ah, Product Hunt. Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, that's like a major proving ground for new tech stuff. Very competitive.
Extremely. And Gizmo didn't just launch. It landed with a perfect 5.0 rating. Okay, it's based on, I think, 4 early reviews, but still.
Still, a 5.0 out of the gate on Product Hunt. That's, well, that's pretty rare. It definitely makes you set up and take notice.
It really does. Suggest something special is clicking with those first users.
Right. So that's kind of our mission for this deep dive. Figure out why. Why are people calling it pure creative magic or a game changer? What's behind that perfect score?
How does it actually do it? That's the big question, isn't it? Turning ideas into something interactive, sans code.
Yeah. How does that work under the hood, so to speak?
Well, from what we can gather, it seems to lean heavily on a very intuitive visual setup. Think drag and drop.
Okay. Simple enough.
But combined with some pretty clever, almost AI-like interpretation of what you want to build, you sort of describe or outline the idea.
With prompts or...
Kind of, yeah. And it offers up interactive bits, quizzes, sliders, maybe simple animations that you can just pull in and tweak. It takes the complex stuff and hides it behind really simple actions. Clicks, drags.
Gotcha. So it's genuinely trying to be intuitive, not just saying no code while you still need to, you know, figure out a million menus.
Exactly. That seems to be the key.
I mean, I remember trying to build just a basic interactive quiz last year, the JavaScript alone. It was a nightmare.
Right. We've all been there.
So the thought of just like visually mapping out a prototype or maybe explaining something complex interactively or even building a little mini game just like that, visually, that feels like a huge step.
It is. And that user quote you mentioned, Sugun Jindal calling it a game changer.
Yeah. For makers, educators, indie hackers.
Yeah.
People building stuff on their own.
That really captures it. It's not just about being faster. It's about opening the door, removing that huge technical hurdle for creative expression.
Makes sense. The reviews keep mentioning it feels super intuitive, even fun.
Yeah, fun to use comes up. Which is more than just functionality, right? It's about the actual process of creating feeling good, not frustrating. It puts sophisticated tools in everyone's hands, not just developers.
Okay, but there's another angle too, isn't there? Someone else, Lauren Fang, called it truly a refreshing space for creators.
Right, and also a great mix of the best aspects of current mainstream social platforms.
So what makes it refreshing, and how is it mixing creation with like social or sharing aspects? It's not just a tool then.
That's what's really interesting. It seems Gizmo isn't only about making things. It's also building a place where these interactive things can live and be shared.
Okay.
Think about how much static stuff we consume online, right? Text, images, even standard video. Gizmo seems to be pushing towards sharing the experience itself.
So instead of me just reading about your idea, I can actually interact with it.
Precisely. Imagine a teacher sharing a lesson where you can, I don't know, manipulate a 3D model. Or a product creator letting you customize a design right there in the share.
Less passive scrolling, more active doing.
Exactly. Direct participation. That seems to be the novel part, the making and the interacting seamlessly.
So Gizmo is kind of carving out this unique spot. It's a creation tool. Yes, powerful, but accessible for non-coders.
Yeah.
And it's this different kind of space online, more dynamic, more engaging maybe.
Yeah, a space for sharing these interactive creations in a new way. It tackles both the creation itch and the, let's be honest, need for more engaging online content.
The convergence, as you said, of easy creation and active engagement.
That really seems to be the core of it.
Which leads us nicely to that final thought we like to leave you with. Something to chew on.
Go for it.
Okay, so imagine if you could turn any idea instantly into something interactive with zero code. What's the very first thing you would create?
Good question.
And maybe bigger picture. How could tools like Gizmo actually start to change how we share information, how we learn, how we engage online? Could we shift more from just consuming passively to actually participating actively?
Lots to think about there. What would you build first?